It was 20 years ago today. Untold Stories from the Youth Ministry Center. Today's episode, In Issues Formation. Thankfully, April 24th only comes around once a year. It's a supercharged day of Armenianness. It is the anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, which began with a roundup of intellectuals and leaders of the community on April 24th, 1915. It was the beginning of a systematic program of annihilation of the Armenian population living in the Ottoman Empire. By the time it was over, 1.5 million Armenians were murdered, men, women, and children, and about the same number were exiled from their historic homeland, creating the diaspora, with Armenians in all corners of the world and in every country. The genocide is a very personal story with me because all four of my grandparents were genocide survivors. All four of my wife's grandparents were genocide survivors. We grew up with the stories of atrocities that were so horrendous that they were often told with silence and tears. As far as I can remember, every April 24th, we would attend a commemoration activity of the Armenian martyrs. In 1965, on the 50th anniversary of the genocide, a small group of men got together with the vision of creating a monument to honor the martyrs. My father was one of those men. As a little boy, I remember him going to meetings, the events, the fundraisers, and finally the opening of the monument. The first one on public property. It was built in Montebello, California. It was a small but meaningful way in which we honored the memory of those who perished. A few years ago, they placed a plaque on the monument with the name of the committee members. Seeing my father's name there swelled pride in me, but also reminded me of commemorations from years past and what they have deteriorated to. 50, 60, 70, or even 80 years after the genocide, we would have survivors at these events who would share their eyewitness account of the martyrdom, their experiences in their homes during the most tender years of their lives. Today, these events are filled with a demand for justice from Turkey and rhetoric that often is forgotten on April 25th. I've always maintained that the easiest day to be an Armenian is April 24th, and the hardest day is April 25th, and the 364 days that follow. At the Youth Ministry Center, kids were coming in because of the sign out front. They knew it was a place where their Armenian ethnic identity and their Christian faith would be nurtured and grow. I wanted the reality of the Easter experience, Christ is risen, to resonate in their experience of Armenianness. Armenians whose ancestors, now 3 or 4 generations ago, had experienced genocide. We organized an overnight retreat in Santa Clarita, California. I asked my friends Linda Maxwell and Jose Quintanar to help me facilitate the discussions. As always, they lovingly obliged. This group of 20 young people, ages 14 to 18, contemplated the meaning of being grandchildren, and this term we use generically to denote either great or great-great-grandchildren, of genocide survivors in the middle of America today, with all the amenities and comforts they enjoy. There was really only one choice at the time. If you didn't want to stay home on April 24th, you would attend a march, usually kicked off with a group of clergy reciting a prayer. Then they'd pass out banners and posters demanding justice for crimes committed against our ancestors, and you'd march through the streets of Hollywood to the Turkish embassy. Once there, you'd participate in a rally with loud speeches demanding justice from the Turks. No one was sure if there was anyone listening to those demands or if anyone was in those embassy buildings. On top of it all, the math didn't figure out. The number of Armenians in the entire world was less than the number of people on Los Angeles freeways on any given day of the week. In other words, we lacked critical mass to make such demands. The students of the Youth Ministry Center deliberated at their retreat, and they discussed. They prayed and discussed some more. At the end, a reading from Holy Scripture opened their minds and their path. From Matthew chapter 25, Jesus says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. When you did it for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me." The kids saw themselves in this passage. Their grandparents were without home and clothes and food. They were the Jesus. Now that we have to look and find Jesus in others. Hence, they came up with a very simple and clear definition of Armenian Christian identity for children of the new millennium. To be an Armenian means you learn and grow from your history and feel the pain of others who suffer the same faith. Remembering the past makes sense in defining your present. And so, this small group of young Armenian Americans, distanced from the genocide by almost a century, came up with a simple formula: walk in the shoes of others. Because we have suffered, we have an obligation to help others who suffer, and our Christian imperative to love and help others is accented by our Armenian history. And so the Inner Shoes mission was born of the Youth Ministry Center. Through the years, they have organized rallies for justice in Darfur, collected funds upward of $500,000 to aid the hungry in Africa, delivered a forgiveness conference in Greater Los Angeles covered by multimedia, and met with Governor Schwarzenegger, and were part of an effort to divest, and did divest, California and the UC Regents from the Sudan to the tune of $6 billion, just to name some of their larger projects. Now, if you're thinking miracles only happen with thunderbolts and lightning, consider that there's such a greater flash in this one. Consider these are the grandchildren of a generation that they tried to annihilate. These were the people that were not supposed to be here, but they're here, living, thriving, and providing for others. Christ is risen, and so have we. Resurrection. We continue tomorrow with more untold stories from 20 years ago today. And I invite you to join us. If you missed earlier episodes, you can binge on them on your favorite podcatcher or at epostle.net under the Armodoxy for Today tab. Remember to leave a comment and to write us at feedback@epostle.net.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.